United States has warned Afghans about an impending economic slump after its pullout by 2014. Aid money would also dry up with the withdrawal of foreign troops. Afghanistan's economy is largely dependent on foreign aid. But Kabul does not seem worried. To Afghans, it's not likely. They are boosting the state industry instead to sustain the economy.
Our own industries are playing a key role in reviving the economy and providing jobs. Our local businessmen have spent billions of dollars in major cities, and currently over 120,000 people have been employed in different sectors.
These Afghan products have been recently exhibited here in Kabul. The exhibition was opened by President Karzai. Doing this, he sent a message to US that their withdrawal won't affect the economy. He welcomed their pullout. Karzai is now relying on regional countries to help his country stand on its own feet. He called on Iranian, Indian, and Pakistani businessmen to invest in Afghanistan. They are being promised protection.
There are security problems, overall security problems. But the government is committed to overcome all those problems, especially in our national projects and our foreign investors. We should protect our foreign investors.
But unrest continues to hamper investment. This juice factory has been operating in Kabul for the last 2 years. It has employed over 500 people. A nice opportunity for the unemployed. We filmed them all, but next day it was blown up by a bomb attack. Over the past 11 years, billions of dollars were poured into this country, but its economy remains stagnant. Daily lives of people here have not changed very much. According to United Nations, 57% of the 33 million Afghans still live below the poverty line, and 45% of them are unemployed. However, many here believe things will improve once the foreign troops leave. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.